Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I'm attorney at law from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak
Yes,
to the
ma'am.
person requesting this call? I need
This
to
is her.
advise you. This call has been recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was calling to file my unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your social security number?
It's 423-255-5532.
That's going to be 423-255-5532.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Whitney Moore. My date of birth is July 20th, 1987. My mother's name is Sharon Moore.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Can you say it's been a long time since you filed your weekly?
Yes, ma'am. I want to say maybe like 2021. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. In 2021, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license date and your number?
Okay. My driver's license number is 9737551.
Can you verify your driver's license state?
It's Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or do you have Advantage prepaid benefits card? The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit into my checking account.
And what is your routing number?
My routing number is 262-277-419.
That's going to be 2622-77419. Is
yes,
that correct?
Ma'am.
And what is your account number?
My checking account number is 0005661850.
Okay, that's going to be 0005661850. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It is 1000 Fieldcrest Drive, apartment 65, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address? Has your address changed in the last year? Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-792-1922.
And what is your email address?
It's whitneymoore288@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be whitneymoore288@gmail.com.
Yes,
your mailing address is 1000 Fieldcrest Drive, apartment 65, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
That correct? It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked in to randomly generate questions. Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 1009 Daisy Lane. It's at 1416 North Railroad Street. It's at 143 Stoneway Trail. It's at 6400 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses.
The 6400.
Yes,
ma'am. That's my mom's old address, but she don't stay there no more. That's old.
Gonna be the one? Which of the five professional licenses have you ever held? It's a general preventive medicine. It's a geriatrics. It's a licensed practical nurse. It's a medical toxicology emergency medicine. Or is it none available?
None available.
Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's a Northport. It's a Athens. It's a Huntsville. It's a Florence. Or is it none of the above?
None.
Which of the foreign streets have you never lived or used as your address? It's the Energy Center Boulevard. It's a Hillcrest Drive. It's a Ken Light Avenue Northeast. It's a Mill King Jr. Boulevard. Or is it all of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the foreign phone numbers have you ever been associated with? It's a 205-393-0444. It's a 205-393-6676. It's a 205-393-7121. It's a 205-393-8118. Or had never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
393-81. Is it 8118? That's what you said. That's my old.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Is that gonna be the one? Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Did you work in another state other than Alabama or a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? When was the last day that you worked? Yes, ma'am. That's going to be December 9, 2022. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for
a
business?
It's a business. I work with Airmark. It's Airmark through Bama Dining.
Okay, so that's going to be considered as no. Is that correct, ma'am?
Would you say that again? Say that again.
Yes, ma'am. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for myself.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Are you available
yes,
to accept full-time work? Are you available for all shifts
yes,
in your normal trade occupation? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have
no,
worked
ma'am.
for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to
No,
a work-related
ma'am.
injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 6 or 7 miles. Yes, ma'am.
It's 7 miles, okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
Yes, ma'am.
That's going to be $10. Did you attain work exclusively
no, ma'am.
Through a union hiring hall? Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
January the 9th of 2023.
Is that going to be yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. They told me when I was supposed to go back to work.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to
yes,
be on
ma'am.
January the 9th, 2023. Are you on a separate layout due to a company vacation period or schedule
yes,
company
ma'am.
Shut down for
shut
no
down,
more than 2 weeks?
For the Christmas break. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be yes. Is that correct? Okay. Thank you. What is your job title and description?
Elite supervisor. It's like a shift lead or whatever, but I'm like a barista, but I do everything. I work at a coffee shop.
Yes, ma'am. You said you're a lead supervisor. Is that correct? What's your job description when you directly supervising sales workers in a retail establishment or department?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that going to be the one? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description you're seeking a job for?
It?
What is the job that you're seeking a job for?
I work through Airmark through Bama Dining.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to change that to yes since you're going to
yes,
be able
ma'am.
To go back to the job once they open back up?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I changed that for you?
I didn't understand that question. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. No worries at all. And what is the name of your employer?
Airmark, the company who I work with is Airmark through Bama Dining. My supervisor name is Ms. Mallory Golden. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You said Airmark Campus LLC. Is that the correct one?
Yes, ma'am. Airmark through Bama Dining is A-R-A-M-A-R-K, Airmark. And then it's, yes.
Yes, my Airmark Campus LLC.
205.
What is your employer phone number?
310-54-13.
That's going to be 205-310-5413. What is your employment start date?
Come on, when they hired me.
Yes, ma'am. When was the very first day that you started working there?
That's 11 years. So it was like January the 11th. It's 2000. I can't even remember the year. I know I've been there for 11 years. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said you've been there for 11 years?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's going to be 2011. Would it be
Yes,
okay if
ma'am.
I put down 2011 for you? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. When was the last day that you
December
worked?
9th, 2000.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. December 9th, 2022. What city and state the work was performed in?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Have you received or did you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any
no,
vacation
ma'am.
Pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension
no,
or
ma'am.
Are you receiving a pension from this employer? Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am. This is the only job.
Why are you no longer working?
Oh, I'm just laid off work. Our last days was December the 9th. We just laid off work for our Christmas break because the kids are out of school. So we don't go back to work until January when school start back. It's just a little break that we always get, a little layoff.
Yes, ma'am. What's because of lack of work?
It's
or you've been
work,
laid
okay.
off? It's no work is available.
It's no work.
Has to be. Okay, so. Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be because
yes,
of layoff. It's no work is available. Is that the correct one? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit
no,
check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary pin number?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary pin number is 32.
32. Okay.
87.
3287.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me? Yes, ma'am. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works. alabama.gov/VOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800 752.
Okay.
7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim.
No, ma'am.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You do the same. And